The Mishnah Moichat and Avchas on the Beis, Moichat officially is about the halachos of Chol HaMoed. That's what I call Moichatam, the small Moed. Practically speaking, it's a three parak Masechta. The third parak is almost exclusively about the halachos of Avelos. It talks about Avelos on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, it gets into Avelos in general. But certainly the first two parakim of Moichatam are about the halachos of Chol HaMoed. So here we have a mission, the second mission of the Ches on the Beis Malkotin talks about getting married. The mission tells us elsewhere, Midrabanan, you cannot, the mission in Beitza, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos because it falls under the rubric of the Easter of making Kinyanim on Shabbos. Different significant changes that are typically recorded in writing, Exera, you may not want to make that kinyan, Xeri may come to the natural thing to do, be to record it right, that would be a violation of the Malach of Kosin. The Mikrabani cannot get married on Shabbos, Xeri Shabbat. The Mishnah says, unrelatedly, ain't no Sundashim the Moed. Can't get married in Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to make kinyan in Chol HaMoed, but specifically getting married, you can't do in Chol HaMoed. Lo besulos lo amanos. Whether it's a married woman who's never married before, or a woman that is having her second marriage. Either way, it's also called moed lo miyabnin, nor can you perform yibum kol moed. Why? Nothing to do with zeres shem yichdo. Mepnei simcha hi lo. The Mishnah says, I'll tell you why. It's because of the simcha. You can't get married kol moed because getting married is a simcha. Which is why, if it's a wedding that carries with it less excitement, a couple was married, and the marriage, Rahman al-Islam, fell apart. They got divorced, and sometimes a couple whose marriage is on the rocks, sometimes it can be, the relationship can be saved and cultivated and improved. Through therapeutic intervention. Here it sounds like that sometimes will happen, the marriage is deteriorating, and you catch things before they fall apart too much, a couple is able to build things back. So here is a case where they got divorced, and then they subsequently were able to build things back, and now they're remarrying. They're certainly happy, but not anywhere near the same degree of excitement where a husband and wife are getting married for the first time. The Machzeh Grushasa, that's mutter on Chol HaMoed because it does not involve so much simcha. Rashi says, Eina simcha kol kach. Now, right, you look at this Mishnah, or you look at the Gemara, and your reaction should be shocking. You can't do it on Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha, and the simcha in Yom Tov is a good thing. It's a simcha, gevaldik, that's how you should do it. Don't be, it's a sad thing. There's no avelus, or there isn't normal avelus on over the Yom. Why? Because avelus, that's also that's a big sin in the Sefer Moichatim. Because the sadness of avelus is contradicted, is a conflict with the Simcha of Yom Tov. Typically, the Simcha of Yom Tov overwhelms the sadness of avelus. But here, they're not in conflict; they're pushing the same direction. So they have a bizarre Mishnah. You can't get married in Chol HaMoed because it's a Simcha Adrabba. The best time to get married and all year long should be Chol HaMoed. Simcha Yom Tov. So that's what's driving the opening question of Gemara. If it's Simcha Yom Tov, my hobby. So what? So it's a Simcha. That's not a problem. Right? So what is Gemara? Gemara gives a series of answers. The first which is, hey, not a Simcha Simcha. Yes, it is a Simcha, but you can't mix different Simchas together. It is a Simcha, and it's not Simcha Yom Tov. Gemara goes on to give other reasons. The second one sounds like a little bit of a variation on the first. Rabbi Amun, Rabbi Blazer says name of Chanina, or Blazer name of Ishaya, Ein Arba Simcha B'Simcha. Then Rabbi Bar Huna says, because you're maniach Simchas HaRegel Ba'Ostim Simchas Ishto. You're going to put aside the Simcha of Yom Tov, and you're going to get busy with the Simcha of your newlywed wife. That's not right. Sounds similar to Imam Simcha. Similar, Gemara goes on to give other rationales for why you cannot get married on Chol HaMoed. Tosis says, let's see two Tosis. And these Tosis will get us thinking. Then what Tosis says, if Yishayim have a simcha, the simcha, Tosis' unspoken question is why? You ask me why is simcha a problem, and what? Why is the fact that Yisur involves simcha, why is that making asra? So I tell you, well, because they have a simcha, you can't mix smachos. Right there. Why? Tosis, you're just begging the question. You're just rephrasing it. You're rephrasing the question as an answer. Yeah, but the question was, why am I receiving the simcha? Which you already didn't explain. Tosis says, number one, it's almost like a Rashi on a Mishnah, like the Gemara of Tarsh. It says, number one, if you stay patient, when you get to test them out, you'll see that there is a drasha. Zeres HaKasim, Kizidar Shulkavon, Mikra Deshlom. Number one, take Zeres HaKasim, based on the Gemara that we have to test somewhere else, the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech. Let's take a brief peek at that and then we'll turn to the Tosis. After the Gemara goes through the different rationales that the Amoraim offer for the why it is that ain't nosim nashim b'moed, so the Gemara gets back to this very question, the sixth line of Tesla and Aleph, the Deim Arvasim Kuzum bin Noah, where do we get this idea from, the Deim Arvasim Kuzum, this Easter, Deim Arvasim Kuzum? So the Gemara says it's a pasuk that we laid 3 days ago, the very end of the Haftarah of Shmini Atzeres. The Haftarah, the second day of Sukkot, is drawn from Parashas of the 8th parak of Malachim. It talks about the Chanukas Bayis Rishon and the Tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech offered at that time. Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this place I think this should work. There should be a place of Tak, be a place of Kabbalah Satfils. And then Shmini Atzeres, as we pick up later in Parashas, when Shlomo HaMelech turns around and now gives the bracha, turns from the Mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the bracha to the people. And then the Haftarah ends with the simcha that Shlomo organized, the miluim for the Bayis Rishon. And that's this pasuk near the very end of the Malach HaMelech Parashas. Incredible gathering of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim around the Beis Hamikdash. Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu, Lifnei Hashem is a technical term in Tanakh. That it means specifically in the precincts of Beis Hamikdash. Shidasamim v'shidasamim, 7 days of Miluim, 7 days of Sukkot. That's why it's after. At the end of Sukkot, going to Shmini Atzeres. Our boss, you have a total of 14 days. The later pasuk mentions that after it was over, then they had Shmini Atzeres. That's why it's after Shmini Atzeres. So that pasuk is mostly marking our Simchim. How? The Gemara says two versions. First, it says, "In Yisur the Marv Simchim Simcha in Yibay Leila Mintar." If in fact it is the case that you are allowed to do Marv Simchim Simcha, then why do you have to make the last 7 days before Sukkot? Why was that the timing for the Miluim? And the Gemara actually goes on to say later on the oven that it was the last 7 days. It was Ches Tishrei till Yudalot Tishrei, including Yom HaKippur. The Gemara talks about that later on. And that year they didn't fast Yom Kippur. They understood that the Miluim should be Docha, and the Chanukah Bayis Rishon should be Docha Yom Kippur. And they feasted instead of fasting on that Yom Kippur. Why? Just, you can make Sukkot anyways another week. So just be efficient. Wait a week. And then you'll have your Simchas, Chanukah, Bayis, Rishon, that. Well, why do they have to do it now? Yeah. You should wait until Sukkot. Well, man, the Shibul HaMalacha. And do those 7 days for this and for this. Elamai, what do you see? Why did they have to separate them? The Gemara says it must be because you're not allowed to have overlapping smachos. It would be a violation. I'm a simcha, simcha, based on Mikdash, but they are on days of of sukkahs. Then the Gemara gets involved in the sugya of pushing off the siyum until 9 days. Not actually, but sort of. The Gemara says, well, maybe it, the Gemara says, well, maybe not a lot of. If it comes up, then you can. If it comes up, so then you'll have to have the simcha. But maybe mintel or matrina. Maybe just that you shouldn't. But we've been wrong with Shlomo to dafka push it off until something. You ready to go now? You should go right now. But maybe if the first opportunity I have to marry to get married, the first time the hole is available is chalmoy, then maybe it's mutter. Dimma mintel or matrina. Maybe this rami adina. Maybe I can't wait. I can't hold off specifically for chalmoy. If it works out that way, it's fine. Then the Gemara gets involved. Well, maybe Shomel should have left the last piece of Beis HaMikdash to not build it until right before Sukkot. They're like, no, you finish the Masechta, you finish Baruch Kama the week after Shavuot. But then you left the last half an Amud until Gimel Av. And then all of a sudden, you know, you make your Siyum Gimel Av. It just happens to have a place to as the Gemara gets involved. Is that right? Is it not right? Leave the last row of bricks of the Beis HaMikdash, the last fence. And we'll leave that until the service. Okay, so Gemara says, Lamaisa, the first Eretz is not so gone. To tell me that the fact that Shlomo made a separate Miluim, Ches Tishrei Gedal Tishrei, rather than overlapping with Sukkot, I can't prove that that's because it would have been usher to do otherwise. So the Gemara says, you're not going to Makar, the Gemara revises. It is from that pasuk, but instead of from the content of the pasuk, it's from the language of the pasuk. It's from the lashon of the pasuk. The Gemara says, Ella, here in the fifth wide line, cast out the Torah. It's because of the superfluous language of the pasuk. It's the yitur tekra. Why? Because next, ksiv, take a look at the language of the pasuk. It says 14 days. So if I know that Sukkot is 7 days, I know the total of 14 days. So the higher mathematics, 14 minus 7 is 7. So Shiva 7, Shiva 7, Mamali. Why the Torah, why the pasuk have to spell out? And by the way, 14 breaks down to 7 and 7. I can do the math on my own. I don't need the Tanakh to do it for me. It seems it's unnecessary language in the pasuk. That's what we call Yitura. An extra word, extra phrase. To be the Vyatra Kra, the fact that the pasta goes out its way to, it seems like unnecessarily specify. So Shmani, Hani Lachud, Vani Lachud. The question is, the point is, of course I know that 7 and 7 makes 14. The point of saying that going every day with 7 and 7, say, Al Pidin, it needed to be 7 and 7. The significance to the fact that they were kept held to be. This thing. So the Gemara says, that's how I know. You do the Torah, that teaches me the language of the Pasuk in the Haftarah, Shemiyat Teres. The Pasuk in Malachim tells me that it wasn't just coincidentally the way the scheduling worked out was that we had the Milua in here and Sukkah is there, but that was something essential and necessary. They had to be kept separate and distinct. Why? Because Ein Ma'arvin. Simcha Yisim. Sure. But that's a Tosis. That kind of back Tosis. I don't take the question. So, and coming back to Tosis on Chesed of Days, Lefi, says, you want to know how do I know Ein Ma'arvin Simcha Yisim? Keep the answer lying in the Vayikras. Keep going by it. And you'll see, there's a concept. The Darsh of Kalmi, Kron Dishlam. And Tosis adds 2 points. He says, number one is an additional drasha, and we can go beyond merely drush. The Yerushalmi has a different drush. The Yerushalmi Darish, the Talmud says it's based on what's in Malachi. The Talmud Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk in Chumash Bereishis. V'diksiv malei shavua zos. First complete her week. First complete the week of this woman. Which woman? Who's talking to whom? Yemarami. Related to Rivka. Yaakov, right? Yaakov discovers that in fact he married Leah. He says, I want to marry Rachel. So Laban says, well, you can marry Rachel also. But, wait a minute. Malaysia was Zos. First complete the week of Zos, of this woman. first complete the neshuvas, he may have mishka for Leia, and then he can go ahead and marry Rav. What's Lavan saying? Lavan said, Ein Arvin Simchusim. As an aside, a little strange. We're learning Dinan from the Zayt of Lavan. He's not exactly a model of halachic propriety, to put it mildly. But presumably, the significance of the drasha is not that I can love and said it. Love and said many devious things that don't appear in the Chumash. Right? The Chumash tells us that we hear Yaakov talking about the fact that love and attempted to cheat him, Aseres Monin, but we only hear the content of what love and said. Love and said many things that don't make him into the tzibur. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates to Moshe Rabbeinu, but this one phrase of Lavan's does make it to them, which tells me that the significance. Lavan was being devious, but it happened to be there is a certain truth in Malay Shiva Zos. He wasn't such a frumma yid that he wasn't so concerned about him our simple to simple. He also wasn't so concerned about him our other people's money into his money. But the fact that the Torah reports it tells me that happened to be an accurate idea. The Ein Arvin Simcha, that's why you're going to marry a second woman, but not during Shavuot Brachos of the first wife, Balei Shavuot Zos, and then you can go on and marry Rav. The Tosa says, we have two drashos, two sources in Tanakh, or Ein Arvin Simcha, either Shlomo, Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, and Sukkos, or Lavan, the Shivsin HaMishnah of Leah, with the marriage and Shivsin HaMishnah of Rav. Then Thomas is but we could also go beyond. It is a Teres HaPasuk. We have a drasha, but that alone suffices. But we could also try to dig to understand what's the nature of that Teres HaPasuk. What's the nature of the din that the Torah teaches the Amos and Arabs and the Jews? Is it a rule, or the Torah teaches me some underlying svar? So he says, Tom Nirek Tzav, we can dig a little bit to try to understand what's the nature of the Xeris HaKasuk, what's the Svar for the Xeris HaKasuk. The Kavoshe goes from Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, just like there's a rule, Brach and Sotah, that we don't make mitzvahs into bundles. So we try to avoid doing mitzvahs assembly line fashion. We don't want to be over efficient in doing multiple mitzvahs simultaneously. For instance, this is the Makar, but the idea of English Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, it's probably the marker for one of the kibbutzim under a chuppah. Under the chuppah, the last couple of centuries, the practice of Chazal started to do the two phases of a Jewish marriage, one right after the other. And until a couple of years ago, you had the Erison, the Kiddushin, and then months later, up to a year later, you have the Yisurin actually functionally married each other. But many centuries ago, they became many Yisrael to do them for Ras Hachas. You give the ring, and then you raise the egg. You give the ring, and you have the chuppah with the Shavuot. You have the Kiddushim, and you have the Nisuin all at the same time. Now, the Gemara talks about brachos on a bracha on the Erison, which the Masad of Kiddushim in our wedding, the time of Kiddushim makes. And then the brachos on the Nisuin, the Shavuot brachos, also on the chuppah. And we have a coast for the Brachos Erison, and we have a coast for the Nisuin. Now, but that's going to work fine. They're months apart. Obviously, you drank the kos of the Brachos Erison a long time ago. And now it's time for the Nisuin. You make Rhubarb bread that day. What should be the situation when, if you're doing them all at the same time? The Brachos Erison and the Brachos of Nisuin, the Shavuot Brachos. So, we want to avoid using the same cup for both. Because of perhaps a concern of Eidos and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas, trying to hop around two different things, same goes. That aren't supposed to be together. Sometimes Kiddush HaKavod are supposed to be together, but here they're not supposed to be together. They're meant to be distinct. And to stack all them on the same coast, then perhaps the problem of Eidos and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas, or other issues. At the same time, when it should make a separate birth together, or not. So that's why you make a little bit of an upset and you say, please read the two. The two will be the hafsek between this bracha and those brachas between this cup and this bracha again and that bracha again, driven again in part by this concern of Eidos and Mitzvahs Chavilas. We don't want to stack too many mitzvahs on the same coast, we don't want to stack too many Let's do everything distinctly and separately. Why? How come Eilos and Mitzvah Hamidah and Hamidah? What does it say? Because you want Libo Pani the Mitzvah. You should be able to focus. Your mind and heart should be focused on one Mitzvah at a time, as opposed to being distracted by something else. The Tosaf says the same way. We have an idea of Ein Ma'arve and of Eidos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Each mitzvah has to have its due focus, and so too that's probably the idea behind this din. This din, which we darshan from Malachim or from Bereishis, and Arve Simcha v'Simcha, because you need to give each Simcha its due focus. So don't have overlapping Simchos. One day you'll have this Simcha, and different day you'll have that Simcha, and now you'll be able to give each. Will we get into each one? Good. I think. The third answer of Tosis. It's not parallel. In other words, he gives two drashas and then he's explaining, but there's also you can understand the svara for the din. The din is based on the drashas, but sometimes we have a drasha and we have no svara for it. Say your sakas and that's it. That's what the din is. But sometimes you can say that can give us svar for the Zeres HaKasu, which again means that I'm explaining what's the nature of the din Zeres HaKasu was teaching. It wasn't just teaching me a ruling on the Simcha Simcha. It was the Zeres HaKasu really teaching me this idea that Simcha requires Libo Pana. But the Neila, in Arba Simcha Simcha. But the core, the real point of the Zeres HaKasu teaching that core svara, that Simcha requires Libo Panoi, and that the halachic simchas need their own time and space. So memela, as the Paul Yotze, as a consequence, aim arv and simcha for simcha. Which then brings us to the question, and then to the next verse. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Which would come back to the truth, it would come back to this question. You're asking, how am I learning the din from Paskanah? We're going to get back to that very soon, when we get back to the first paragraph of Kama. The Gemara actually grapples with that very question in a Bava Kama context, in a Shara Hamaza context, where you have it sounds like we're learning the din from a Pasuk in the Vim. The Gemara addresses it. It seems like there are several different ways to understand. Sometimes they mean that it's not a din d'aritza. It's a din d'rabbanan, which was reported in by the Nun. Sometimes it means that it is a din d'aritza. The din d'aritza, which was never recorded in the Chumash. In other words, the pasuk in Navi is not going to be the source for a din. It could be the record of a din. And that may bring us back to what Eitan was asking about. In other words, one way to think about it, and maybe you can even suggest part of the reason why Tosin feels the need to explain the Svara is, and maybe Tosin is bothered by your question. How sick can that be? Is it Din Darbon, Din Daraisa? Say, no, it's a Din Daraisa. It's a Din Daraisa, and really, I can understand my own Svara. And Pasik records an application. Show enough of why this Din Daraisa. What's a Din Daraisa? The Din Daraisa is Simcha Zelda. Simcha Zelda is clearly Simcha Zelda. He's read them repeatedly over the course of Yom Tov. The Samach to the Chandecho, the Samach to the Shem, the Shem, the Shem, the Yisav, the Sameach, the Vedin of Simcha Zantiv, and the Pasuk in Navi is Megala, how to think about what Simcha means. Perhaps. And the next Tosus raises one question, and here we begin to get closer to home. Next, the Tosus Mipnei raises one question. The second half of Tosus wants to know, well, how does this apply? Right? Okay, so Mishnah said you can't get married on the Cholamid. How about anything else but getting married? Right? The Pasuk tells me you can't have a Chanukah based on Mikdash on Cholamid. Okay, so we have two things you can't do on Cholamid. You can't get married, you can't have a Chanukah based on Mikdash. Anything else? How about a bris? How about a bina ben? Tosos, clearly, well, a bris is a Sarah Simcha, a Tosos points at Kumar Subis, it's Sarah Dianuka, the Simcha, and the Simcha. And the bris is somewhat mitigated because the baby is in pain. Pia ben, there is no pain. Maybe the bris and pia ben is different because this is man kavua. Tosis is okay. Well, that case with no man kavua. The Tosis ends with two ideas, two approaches. Tosis is assuming that you can have a sudas mila or sudas Tikkun HaBed on Chol HaMoed. Tosfos is taking that as a given and trying to figure out why is that true. The truth is there are Rishonim who might not have agreed with that conclusion. Shulchan Aruch, though, does possibly like Tosfos. Take a look at the last page for a moment. Tav Kuf Mem Vav Seif Dal Shulchan Aruch Mutar Lasos Beregos Beres Bris Mila Bechein Seudas Bin HaBed. Mavur, right? We pass in like the Hanukkah of Tosis, we pass like Tosis as a premise that it is mutter to make a Suda Bris, it is mutter not to make a Bris, but to have a Suda the Bris. You make a Bris on Yom Kippur, obviously you'll make the Suda until night. But if you make a Bris on Yom Tif or Chol HaMoed, you can make the Suda right away. You don't say, oh, wait with the Suda till after. No. We don't say, push off the pinyon on bed. It was already pushed off and postponed anyways. The father was at war, he couldn't have. We wait for the father to come home from a trip, from Yiluin, whatever it was. Once it's pushed off, push it off till after Yom Tov. No, make it right away, the sooner right away, not a problem, no concern. Questionable 1 second, but what? So we do pass like Tosis's premise, it tells 1 second. Why? The Tosis has two solutions. Either it's not true the name of the symbol for the Simcha, or it is true, but if you formulate it right, it doesn't include this case. Right? Let's take a look inside. The two terrorist reflexes. The end of Mipnei. Nearly, the second last line. Number nearly the time will learn Tarvashi. The Dorish Bekhaiki Parakab of Bekhaikan from below Bereshtecha. Maybe we post as well. The Sugya of Chagiga quotes one of the later opinions of our Sugya. Not Ema Arvin Simcha the Simcha generally, but specifically, you can't have a wedding on Yom Tov. But anything else is fine. It's just about wedding. It's very specific to wedding. And that was the second day in our Gemara. That's the way it goes. That's the first answer. The old gay shops. That's answer number one is we don't possibly have Arvin Simcha the Simcha. We think it's very limited. It only requires a special drasha, the Chagetical of Deishtacha. It's only in Easter making weddings, brises, fries, beer, bread, fries, all fine. That's answer number one of Tosis. Maybe we don't pass the name out of Simcha Simcha. But then Tosis gives the Oye Shalom, by another terrorist, the Lo Chashivi Simcha the Simcha, Kiyim Sudas Nesumcha, but no! It is true name out of Simcha Simcha, but Simcha means a wedding. Simcha doesn't include bris or Pig Naben. What does that mean? So here's where you need to look back at the previous Tosfos. What do you mean it's only... Simcha is a Brit. A Brit or Pinyabar are not called Simcha. Why not? Sasa Av Gelim Rezecha. Sasa Zemila. There is Simcha by a Brit. Sasa. So, what Tosfos is driving? It's not Simcha, but it is a Simcha. The answer is, just putting the pieces together, nothing fancy. And what Tosfos tells before about the Sfar Pinyabar and Simcha Simcha? What those tell before? Right, and it's because of distraction. Not just because it's a din simcha doesn't mean emar simcha simcha. it's only a concern emar simcha simcha if the interloping simcha is going to be distracting. The Tosfos presumably the Tosfos is driving at is a bris. Okay, now if you're a medaktik, you serve fleishik, maybe sing a couple of nigunim, right? You have some piyutim, you sing. No one is getting so carried away by the bris. It could totally blot out Simcha's Harebah. A Pinyan Ben is beautiful, it's very special. It's a very special Simcha. But it's not a wedding. A wedding, gosh, hours of dancing, it's total focus. The wedding is a far greater distraction from Simcha's Yom Tov than a Bris or a Pinyan Ben. Wedding is not a big event. People are dancing, that's pretty serious. Oh. That seems to be Tosfos' second. Again, Tosfos' first answer was, maybe you'll pass the name Arvin Simcha Simcha. The second answer was, we do, but Arvin Simcha Simcha only means a major Simcha. A Bris be a Bez of Shemitah. Now, Lamasa, so how do we put it? Here's something fascinating. So look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Sivka Nehem. As Shulchan Aruch said, the din that Tosfos had, that you're allowed to make a Suda Bris with Pinyan Ben on the Chol HaMoed. So the Magen Avraham said, obviously the The first, that dal, that circle that means that this is Sif dal. The hay sends you to the hay of the Magen Avraham. Mutter la sells. He says, oh, you know why it's mutter? Because the only thing called simcha is a sudas nisur. So if you just read the Shulchan Aruch of Magen Avraham without context, it doesn't seem what I'm saying here. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, if it didn't, then Magen Avraham in context, what did Magen Avraham just say? Magen Avraham often does it. Sometimes Magen Avraham inside Shulchan Aruch of Archaim, sometimes they'll give you a lot of Magen Avraham kavos, and sometimes they'll just give you a one-liner. When you have a one-liner, so you often don't appreciate one-liners unless you know the larger sugya. This is so like, okay, it's gave like some basic explanation of Shulchan Aruch. Nobody's not. What did Magen Avraham just do? Translate Magen Avraham. Give me anything more abstractly. If you learn the Tosfos and then you look at Magen Avraham is saying, we paskin like which teretz? Second teretz. That's what Magen Avraham really said. You should know we paskin like second teretz. Wow. That's very significant. He's not the only one, by the way. You look in the footnotes of his Vayir, and they line up. There's the Bir Agra and others who clearly reject the first teretz. The Bir Agra, the Lechavishna, and the Karpan Estadl all think there isn't really any machlokas between the first two opinions and the Gemara's. The Bir Agra on his page. So, we certainly hold Imar B'Simcha B'Simcha. We do pass Imar B'Simcha B'Simcha. Elamai! The Rambam also clearly, the Rambam himself clearly passes the Imar B'Simcha B'Simcha. Especially in Hilchos Ishos. Elamai! Sa'ai! What about the Brisa Tehman? No! The answer is, of course, the Imar B'Simcha B'Simcha. But that's only, you can't superimpose a wedding on Tiyantah. It's not going to detract so significantly from the Simcha Tiyantah. But a wedding will be more distracting. Okay. So Adkan, the first chunk, just Kishela Atzma, before you start working outwards, Adkan, we were sort of working through part of the sugya of Eim Arvus and Masukha. We're at Kabbalah's ground, differing nuances and palitosis, and some of the questions ask, do we possibly like it? Bhagavan says, yes. Even though we possibly like it, but as the second day in Tosu said, we possibly like it, but because the reason is libo she libo pani la simcha, then maybe if it's a smaller simcha, it's not a doesn't present a concern of ema arvin simcha asim. Yeah, question, and then let's begin to apply it.
So going back to the Tosos, before he gets to his final two answers, he's talking about maybe like risk. As a tsar, or the second answer, because by bris is set time, so we're not going to push it on. And then he says, well, what about Bidon HaBen? You can't take the set time because maybe it's not a set time.
Right.
But bris did the same problem. Maybe bris is not at the set time.
Yeah, but bris you already had a different answer for, which is tsar of the Anut.
Why doesn't he the way he phrases his osos, bris seems to be fine.
Let's take a look inside. Tosas Chesed and Beis. The lines that we spoke about, let's take a look. Let's read it together. Let's pick up again from 4 lines from the bottom. The Su'udas Bris Nila. Mutal Asim Cholamoy. You ought to make a Su'udas Bris Cholamoy. Why? The left is Simcha. There isn't Simcha. Jewry doesn't need to go Simcha at all, but there is less Simcha. Tosas is not my chiddush, it's a Gemara Ksubas. Gemara handles where it says that at a wedding or a shabbat, you say Sha Simcha b'mono, but a bris you do not. I was actually at a bris recently when someone did. He got carried away. Yeah, the use he made. But the Gemara says, you don't. Why? Mishum dislit tzal di anuka. The Gemara says, you don't say Sha Simcha b'mono, because our Simcha is muted somewhat, or limited somewhat, because of the countervailing tsar of the child. Inami, or a second reason Tosfos gives why it is that you're permitted to make a bris mila on Chol HaMoed. Kevish Yizmano Kol Vuma, Inil Vatos Dev Nezeh. You have to have mila b'shmini. They're not going to tell you to not have to push off until day 11 or day 14 to avoid them. Okay. Then Tosfos says, how about Pesudas Pidna Ben? Tsar Rechim. That topic we need to think about. The mutal asim b'moed. Tosfos says that you can have a pris on the chol moed pashut. Tosfos says have a pira ben chol moed. That's taka a good shayla. Because after all, clearly the tsara dianuka concern is not in play. It's not painful for the child to make a pira ben. The Eilomar Azmana Kavua. So it says, you're going to tell me, well, let's use that second answer we gave to the Briz of Azmana Kavua. Well, the Briz is already totally covered by the first answer, and then a Briz of Azmana is also covered by the answer of Azmana Kavua. Rosh Mahara, you know that. Tena, Azmana, or Shalom Azmana, if you ain't looking. Maybe the time, if Yom Laman Al falls down on Kalmo, so. Zmano Kavua, maybe that saves the day. But let's say it's not Zmano Kavua there anyways. For some reason, he couldn't do a Pina Ben Antan. The Pina Ben was on Yom Tov, he pushed up the Kol Moed. He couldn't do a Pina Ben Antan. Or that their father was away, whatever it was. For some reason, he couldn't, but he had no money. He was trying to borrow money. Nowadays, Pina Ben is a pittance. 196 grams of silver nowadays is double digits. $40, $50, nothing major. But the equivalent purchasing power Bizman Chazal of five slum was probably like $1,000 or more. But significant amount of money, which makes sense. And it's a Matmiskuna for a reason. It's meant to be a significant gift. So maybe he's trying to borrow money. So it's not much to put together the money for him. So whatever it is, Tosa says, if it was already Nidche, it's already no longer day 31. There's no Tsar Dianuka. It's not Zman Al Kavura. So the Pina Ben Shalom Bizmana, Tosa says, wow, I have no good answer for you. How come you're allowed to make me not allowed to do it? And Tosa says, no, in truth, they're two totally independent answers. So we give you, either we don't pull the Neymar Mesim Chazimba, or Yom Ben Shomar, Neymar Mesim Chazimba is only something of the magnitude of a wedding. We have Mavish, dancing, yeah, Freyla, Brisim, yeah, that is very sedate. It's a beautiful Simba, it's very sedate. That's not a violation of Aim Arvin. Well, let's take one or two more questions. Yeah. Nicole, ask you.
Michal asks a great question,
which is also an important segment. So Michal is asking, one second. The Magen Avraham said, you read Magen Avraham, he said, look, Hashim, the simcha is good things and all that. The only simcha that qualifies with a capital sin, the capital S, the Eim Arvin simcha, the simcha, is only a wedding. He says, the original makor had to do with a wedding for the Bavli. Right? The Bavli original makor was Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. So the answer is, great question. The answer is, as I said before, you have to understand the Magen Avraham, you have to learn the Magen Avraham in context. Because he was talking in context. He didn't just open up a Shulchan Aruch in a vacuum and write it there. And he was looking at Shulchan Aruch in the context of the sugya. So what he's trying to do is say, point you back to Tosfos. Ivan Michal is going to ask, well, same problem with Tosfos. Only a shlomar delo chashidi simcha simcha ki im sunas nisuna b'lad. Only a wedding. Hayi tamein to get you going back. Test. Good question. The answer is obviously you have to read Tosfos with nuance. But it doesn't mean only wedding is most to anything else in the world. It means only something of the level of the wedding as opposed to something of the level of a bris and pina ben. It doesn't mean wedding is most to anything else. In context, read Tosfos in context. And he's trying to figure out how about a bris, how about a pina ben. You're right, all he's saying, sometimes you take one line, Mineo Bei, context-free, you're going to end up misinterpreting. Now, he doesn't mean wedding only. He means wedding as opposed to prison via bed. Something of a level of a wedding.
And prison.
Okay, but in context, you see, he means as opposed to prison via bed. Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash was a major event. And that, Rabosai, brings us to the following question. The Amen Bracha, and then we take more pressure back. The Amen Bracha, who was a Talmud of the Briskara, Rabbi Pomeranchin, wrote three beautiful svaras, one of which is Amen Bracha on Brachas and Moed. So he already begins in his second piece on the topic of Simchas Yontif to start analyzing Hakafas. We just sort of do hakafas. B says, let's take hakafas to the base of marriage. Meaning, that's just fancy hakafas in the base marriage. But let's begin to like work through the sugya, understand hakafas al pidin. And that inspired Rav Sternbach, the Kamal Kafnath in her nose, guide the Raivid of the Eidah Haredes. He was the number two man of Eidah Haredes. For many, many decades, I think he was a Rav in South Africa. And he has a series of very stimulating Sfarim on Yontif Sugyas called Moed Muzmanim. So, Chelek Beis Moed Muzmanim, the end of the section on Sukkot, Siddur Kufan Beis, Mount Kamashi, the bottom of the Mount Kamashi, he talks about. He writes it. He was inspired by Emet Bracha, who begins to handle and don about hakafas. He says, one second. Emet Bracha goes on a different direction. And Rav Sternbach says, once we're not taking our hakafas for granted, we're actually trying to think about them off he did, why are they mutter? Why are you allowed to have hakafas since the Torah? Holy minig. It is a holy minig. It's a violation of possibly of a dinner isa. Aim arvin simchum simcha. Why?
That's the only simcha.
Oh, one second. Rav Sternbach says, Na'ala! So you see, I thought, that 2 days ago was called simcha stoga. What was the yantar 2 days ago? Oh, simcha stoga. That's really a misnomer. 2 days ago was yantar sheni shal shmini yantar. There are, you look in the tour, I believe, you'll see ancient menhagim about being sameach with the Torah on the last day of what the tour really refers to as Yom HaTshi, day 9, the second day of Shmini Atzeres. Now, all menhagim that go back probably around 1,000 years. Beautiful. The question is, but they're not required al-Pidin. Al-Pidin, all it is it's the second day of Shmini Atzeres. Would you make a... Do you want to make a bris, a pidin haben, maybe a siyum mesechta, and we'll dance for 5 minutes, and we'll sing Tarsan Tmima, and we'll have some extra cake, onion, then fine. But he says, in the early versions of the Minhagim, there were communities that had, the hakafas were pretty sedate. Like the seven hakafas were like seven hoshanas and sharab. You went around the bima 7 times. They danced a little bit. And they had beautiful, very happy piyutim, sisu v'simchu, agil. Okay. But the way we from simchus Torah, and it's not just the last 20 years, the last 50 years, that people have been dancing seriously in simchus Torah. The Maaser Rav is a collection of hanhagos of the Vilna Gaon. And that's one of the famous descriptions. They borrow the language that the Pesukim in Shmuel used to describe David HaMelech, which the Rambam happens to quote at the end of the Zulah, to describe the Vilna Gaon and Simchas Torah. Because Mefazez and Mecharker called Odes. He was wildly dancing. The Vilna Gaon seems to have been generally a very, very, a man of extraordinary self-control. I think that's the understanding of the century. The Vilna Gaon was a man of extraordinary self-control. But they say during the period of Hakafas, he was like, wow! And that's what our Simchas Torah is like. So that's how Yotz is like, you know, go around the beam a few times. We dance for an hour or two or three. So Rav Sternbach says, one second. And Klausel's been doing that for centuries. So Rav Sternbach says, one second. Now that the Emet Bracha, our Lady Pramachik, got us thinking about, let's analyze Hakafas, how he did. Let's learn the sukkah of hakafas. It's one second. It's in the sukkah of Isa. Hakafas.
What's the
other sukkah? Yotif! Shmi and Saris! So, Klausel developed the minute to make a Siyum HaTorah on the second day of Shmi and Saris. That's beautiful. That's very nice. But why is it not in the sukkah of Isa? Shmi and Saris. Sukkah's Torah is truly not in the Isa. Not even being drawn. As a matter of fact, you probably know the Gemara point. The Gemara tells us, and the Rambam quotes this when he talks about Halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, that for the last thousand years, for the last thousand plus years, all Jewish communities finished all of Kriyas HaTorah every year. But it was not always a universally annual cycle. The Tekufas HaTalmud, there were different menagim in Bahal and Yisrael. Our practice, the Rambam writes already, where Rambam wrote 900 years ago, in his time, it had been universal practice for a long time. Everyone, all Kehilos finished the entire Chemish Chumash HaTorah every year. But the Tekufas HaTalmud, that was only the Bahal. The Minig Eretz Yisrael was they were on a triennial cycle. They spoke about this couple, right? They finished once every 3 years. So it's what Simcha started on. Around 10 parshas of Mitzvah. And Truma. It's out. Maybe Shai Nigger, very different.
That's where
you're coming back. I'm sorry.
We are, okay.
But that's not a din that has to. There's no din drabana. That the last day of the second day of Shmini Atzeres needs to be a Siyum HaTorah. Raya L'davar, during the days of Tanav and Rav and Eretz Yisrael, they did it. Maybe once every 3 years. I don't know if it's exactly a 3 year cycle or 3.5 years. Like Zavyomi. Maybe once every 3 years they finish all the Chumash on Simchas Torah. What we call Simchas Torah. But the next year they're up to Truma. It could be the Lanim. They might, even if they were Lanim gracious, but they're not Lanim gracious. Separate sig in Megillah, but it doesn't mean that that's where they are. That they've just finished. That doesn't mean that they finish all Chumash. But that's an old Minig Yisrael, the Messiah of the Torah. That's not a halachic requirement of Shmini Atzeres. So Rav Sternberg says, it sounds strange, but it's a good kasha. How come this Minig Yisrael is mutter? It's a very beautiful Minig HaKadosh. Is it a violation of the din of the Emad? If we held like the first day in Taisis, there is no such that we don't hold the Emad for Simcha.
Good.
Exactly. Says that, right? Then fine. It's only about what a special drush about weddings. Okay. But it's not. But Mother Ram Paschal is like the second day in Taisis. And this brings directly to Michal's point. Right? That it means wedding level as opposed to bris and bein raben level. Like the level of a wedding of Chanukah Beis Hamikdash. The way we celebrate Simchas Torah nowadays, mamash, unrestrained dancing for a long time. That's not bris level, bein raben level. That sounds a lot more like wedding level. So why isn't that as if you want to have just walk around the bima 7 times and sit for Torah and put it back? Fine. Right? So the far more prevalent practice is to define like the Bulagol, to define the Makarka Bulagol. It's beautiful and look over us. Ooh, So, in the 15 minutes that we have, let's try to develop an approach to this Pasha, which will also hopefully allow us to understand more than only, I promise. If we can work on approach to this kasha. I don't know if that helped with the noise or not. If we can work on approach to this kasha, I didn't change temperature, I just changed the fans. If we can work on approach to this kasha, it may give us far larger, useful concepts as well. So let me. I'm not going to. The following is along the lines of Rosh Sternbach. Is that the same as Rosh Sternbach? Along the lines of Rosh Sternbach. So, one thing you could say, hey, look, Simchas HaTorah, like Rav Noam said, look, be Sameach with the Torah. That's not. Ain't Rav Simcha with Simcha because they're two different smachos, both holy Jewish. Torah party spouses, our Kodesh Baruch wants to be Sameach with Yom, our Kodesh Baruch wants to be Sameach with our spouses, but you need to, each one needs its own space and time. And Rosh Hashanah says, well, maybe here, the Simcha of Torah is not a different Simcha that's distracting. Maybe Simcha of Torah is the same as Simcha of Torah. After all, what's the line, the phrase with which we open up every single Yom Tov Tegedavni, we uniquely limited part of his interest. So Bechiras Yisrael is the theme. Bechiras Yisrael is the uniqueness of the Jewish people, is the overall theme of Yom Tov, more so than Shabbos. Shabbos has a universal aspect to it. Shabbos has both a universal aspect and a particularistic aspect. But Yom Tov are, if not exclusively, predominantly about uniquely Jewish things. Right? See, it's right. They correspond to the pyramids in the Midbar, and Matan Torah, and so on and so forth. So Yom Tov are about Yom Tov are about the fear is strong. That can be any answer, number one. And no, it's not a stira. It's not a stira because that Simchas HaTorah is Simchas HaRev. Here's the problem. That's all fine and good if the Simcha of every Yom Tov is the same. That's why I asked you on the Maamar Kamos to think about that question. Is the Simcha of every, is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? Think about Simchas Yom Tov like a lot. Is it the same mitzvah of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos? Does it have the same content? Of all Yom Tov. They're just Simchas Bechiras Yisrael. Or, and if it's always the same, is it just a generic global Simchas Yom Tov? Or is Simchas Yom Tov more specific? Is it Pesach is specific a Simcha about Yitzias Mitzrayim? And Sukkot is supposed to be Sameach about specific the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the Midbar. Is the Simcha of every Yom Tov a different flavor? I mean, you can think about ideas, but the Chova Simcha, we have the mitzvah Saseh Daraisa to be Sameach and Yom Tov. Is it always the same mitzvah every time, or each one is a different flavor? If you like terminology, if you like Shprach, if you like terminology, you can ask whether it's a generic thing or a specific thing. If you like Shprach, you can ask, is Simchas Yom Tov only a Din Kloli? Or is there a din prati, and that every simchah that Pesach is mikurat, is specific to simchah b'yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, of course, obviously, every other thing is about specific themes. But the question is, but the mitzvah say of simcha, does that have to relate to the specific theme of yantiv? So can anyone prove whether simchah's yantiv is only kali or has a prati aspect? What do you say, Kiva? Good. Oh, so you're definitely right that the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov are definitely prati. Right? It's definitely. Akiva making an important point. Step one is it's clearly not the case. A Shabbos, every single Shabbos has the same theme, but it's not like every single year. There are 7 days in Yom Tov over the course of the year in the Torah, Dina Chalmoi, which is a quasi Yom Tov. It's clear that the Isser Malacha on the first day of Pesach, the last day of Pesach, the Isser Malacha and Shavuos, those are all the same. But clearly there are halachic differences. Right? The mitzvah say of Pesach are not the same mitzvah say of Sukkos. Right? Here you have Matzah, Isser Chametz, and Marakar Pesach, and here you have Musuk and Lulu, for sure. But the other question is, we know there are certain aspects of each Yom that are generic. The Isser Malacha is the same as Shavuos and Sukkos. And we know there are certain mitzvahs that are not generic, they are specific. Like the mitzayom of sukkulav, shofar, machta, so forth. The question, how about simcha? So simcha is something which is shared by all the other tovim, sort of all the shal shabbos. So is this specifically in the mitzvah, not the mitzvah of matzah, because the mitzvah of matzah is not an expression of simcha. The mitzvah of matzah is one mitzvah. And the mitzvah of simcha is eating baster yayin, and so on and so forth, singing hollow. The question is that, is the mitzvah of simcha, which sounds like it's the same on the Yom Tovim, is it? Or is the mitzvah of simcha also take on it? The Isser Malacha is not a different Isser Malacha on Pesach than on Shavuos, because Pesach we read Tzias Mitzrayim, so we're not doing Malacha, we're not a bug. No. Isser Malacha is the same across the board. How about simcha? So if you ever give me a simcha specific, right?
By Sophie's dimensions, more correctly, like, will you have to address it any other topic?
Yeah, since Aaron makes a point, the Chumash talks about simple and wise sukkahs, now that's a dangerous point, because we turn around and say, based on that, there's a chiyuv simcha pesach also. So, offhand, it sounds like the Torah mentions simcha by sukkahs more, but we learn it from the sukkahs to pesach, so it sounds like maybe it's the same thing. Right? So maybe that indicates, the fact that we learn from one to the other indicates that there is a common thread. And it certainly is a common thread, and that's the simcha of the fears itself. Good. That is an all, and that might lead you to believe, look, we're learning one from the other. It's all the same thing. It's like the Yisra'elah. It's all the same thing in all the days. Good, good. What else? Anyone else want to bring a riot that's only Klali? That it's always the same? Shastan?
The fact that Sukkot has,
probably
like what I was saying, the fact that Sukkot has its own level of simcha,
Simcha versus what we do nowadays, Basar Yayin and buying presents for the family, but all those expressions of all those gulos of Simcha are shared. You bring a Shalmei Chagi, a Shalmei Simcha on Pesach, and on Shavuos, and on Sukkot. And you have Basar Yayin on Pesach, and on Shavuos, and on Sukkot. And you should buy your wife presents, and your kids presents on Pesach, and for Shavuos, and for Sukkot. One of my birthday presents is a great idea as well. But the Kiyum Narisa, my presence for certain non-anti-birthday brothers, but there's a Kiyum Narisa and the other brothers. So the question is, that's us, that's how it's all the same. It's all the same. We have evidence piling up. That it's all the same simple, it's purely simple at all. Now, either means it's only the same, or each one is the same, but there's also additional, for each one has its own additional twists. Can anyone bring me a Raya that there is a unique flavor, not only each yontif's own mitzvos, but each yontif's simcha, the mitzvah of simcha is different and distinct and different yontif. Can you bring me a gemara that indicates that one? Yeah, that says what?
So, generally, it's not like this. If you say, Chetzilah Hashem, Chetzilah Hashem, or Chetzilah Hashem, Chetzilah Hashem. But the Lizard says that everyone agrees by Matzaris, by Shavuos, by Purim, and by Shabbos, then you look at the Yom Kippur and Shira as a professional saying, well, so we see that by certain holidays, there's a special expression of
Shira. Shira
doesn't sound the same.
What are you going to say? Gemara
Pesachim?
Gemara Pesachim. What does Gemara Pesachim say? It's important that we should say Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim has a machlokes, tanam, and level of Doraisa about the mitzvah of Simchas Yantzim. The core of the whole approach. Because the theory of Pesukim, what should Simchas Yantzim look like? Well, how do you do Simchas Yantzim? So, Abe was talking about eating and drinking. The Gemara says, on the one hand, the Pesach talks about being lachem, for you, physical expression of Simcha, eating and drinking. On the other hand, another Pesach of Chumash talks about the Simcha being lachem, spiritual expressions of Simcha. You learn more, daven more, you have the official halacha kumzitz, you have a sin halal, the Ramban writes in the Hasagas Sefer Mitzvahs, Shar Shalom, that he thinks halal is daraisa, or this stomach on my own, halal is daraisa is an expression of this spiritual aspect of Simchas Yantif. The official halacha kumzitz, halacha means kumzitz. So the Gemara says, the seer of Sukkim, is Lashem or is Lachem? Which one is it? You express simply the manifested physically or spiritually. So, what do you do? That's what I presents in terms of the general methodological machlokas. You're in Lezer of Yeshua. What do you do when you have an irresolvable steer of sukkah? Sometimes you have the custom of Shlishi Shefri Abinim. Let's say you don't have a custom of Shlishi. So how do you interpret that? So Berlezer understands when you have two psukim, you have two different versions of what a thing should look like, that means you have two options. So he says, Okul Achem, Okul Hashem. You get to choose. You can either do option A or option B. If you want to, you could, you have to have fast, but you have the same tuna fish sandwich as any other day. And the added, or the simcha, will be expressed only in terms of added learning, added davening, added zmiras, added halal, kul Hashem. Or Blazer says, you go kul Hashem. You'll learn and daven like any other day. But all the additional will be in the food and drink. That's your Blazer. Either kul Hashem or kul Hashem. We pass in like Rabbi Yehoshua, who said, no, we had that sort of stira, it's not saying either, or it's not disjunctive, it's conjunctive. It's not saying either or, it's saying yes and. You have to add to your Gashmi Sticha Simcha, and you have to add to your Ruf Sticha Simcha, right? As he puts it, Chetzel Lachem, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. Half the day for you, half the day for Bojo. It's all you and Bojo. But it's half the day physical expression of Simcha, and half the day spiritual expression. So, right? We pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Gemara says, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, but even if Lezer holds, that on Shavuos, you can't go Kulo Lashem. You gotta have a major suda on Shavuos. Why? Yom Shnitna B'Torah. That's the day of Matan Torah. Now, why it is that the day of Matan Torah specifically mandates a suda is a great question. Or with it perhaps is an obvious answer, but not for now. But here's the point for now. The Gemara said that the mitzvah of Simchas Yavdiv needs to be carried out differently on Shavuos and on the other Tovim because of what Shavuos is about. Because Shavuos is a celebration of Yom Shnitna B'Torah, therefore I need to implement, carry out Simchas, do Simchas Yavdiv and Shavuos in ways that are different than the way I might do it on a Pesach or on a Sukkot. It happens to be not around the Allah for us, we need Pasna to be Yeshua. If you held like your Belezer, you need to do Simchas Yavdiv differently. And again, that's specifically about Simchas Yavdiv. So what do you see from that Gemara? You see that Simchas Yavdiv is not merely Kalali. There is a Prati. It's not just a general celebration of the Kiryas Yisrael. It's also a specific celebration of whatever this Yavdiv is about. Since Shavuos is not the same as Pesach and Sukkot, it's about Yom Shnitna B'Torah. Apparently, the Simcha on Pesach is not just about general Kiryas Yisrael. It's about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, one second. So what happened to Eima Arvin? Back to square one. What happened to Eima Arvin? Simcha. The Simcha. How come you don't have Akathas on Shmini on Tzeres? So there are many pieces we could use to answer, but we will not say them now. So I will say for now is the following, and I'll tell you where you can look. It seems like on Shmini on Tzeres in particular, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, that Shmini on Tzeres is all about the Ikvu Inyan, to stay with you one more day without any of the mitzvahs, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every yontif has its own flavor. The specific flavor of Shmini Atzeres is the Chiras Yisrael. That's the specific aspect. You wouldn't have Akafas on a Pesach or a Sukkot. But Shmini Atzeres, the specific flavor of Shmini Atzeres is the Chiras Yisrael. It's the fact that we have a relationship that God Father transcends. So Akafas would not be appropriate on Pesach, but they absolutely are appropriate on Shmini Atzeres. If you take a look, For a different time, you take a look at the closing Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. Actually, it's like the Simcha Yontif and how Sukkot is a little bit different. Another raya that there's Simcha Pratis, but then it goes on to talk about the Simcha Vasiyas Mitzvahs every day. It talks about, well, maybe some of them have to read the Rambam inside together. Very, very powerful Rambam. It's incredibly relevant to us now. It talks about leveraging the Simcha Yontif into the rest of the year and recognizing the Avodah Gedola takes finding joy in mitzvahs and finding joy in our relation with the Kaddish Baruch Hu that's expressed through doing those mitzvahs. And that's Simchas Torah on a day-to-day basis.